This office is brought to you by Triumph of the Heart, the new film that will bring the inspiring story of St. Maximilian Kolbe to the world on September 12th. Now let's pray.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Venite, exultemus Domino, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Venite, exultemus Domino.
Eternal Maker of the world, the Sovereign Lord of night and day, you give the seasons of the year to take time's heaviness away. In deepest night you never sleep, a lamp for travelers on the way, a light dividing night from night, the rooster crows announcing day. See, at the sound the day star wakes and frees the sky from fog and haze. See, at the sound the roving band of demons leaves its harmful way. The ocean hears the waves die down, the sailor overcomes his fears. Saint Peter hears the church's rock, removes denial's stain with tears. O Jesus, save us, for we fall, Look down and set us right, we pray, for at your glance our failings fail, and sorrow washes sins away. O light upon our senses shine, dispel the sleepiness within. Let our first words be words of you, with faithful praise our day begin. To you, O Christ, most kindly King, and to the Father glory be. Praise to the Spirit Paraclete, in every age eternally. Amen. As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia. From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, "Blessed be God, Alleluia." Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, "Blessed be God, Alleluia." Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia. Salvation is from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, and honor, power and might, to our God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Intrate per angustam portam, quetucit ad vitam aeternam. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Intrate per angustam portam, quae tucit ad vitam aeternam. Christ is the sun that never sets, the true light that shines on every man. Let us call out to him in praise. Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Creator of the stars, we thank you for your gift, the first rays of the dawn, and we commemorate your resurrection.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
May your Holy Spirit teach us to do your will today, and may your wisdom guide us always.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Each Sunday, give us the joy of gathering as your people around the table of your word and your body.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
From our hearts, we thank you for your countless blessings.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut in efficiamur promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with us. Triumph of the Heart begins the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe where that story typically ends, that day in Auschwitz when the saint took the place of a condemned man. Its artistic excellence and inspirational power raises the bar for Catholic films. I've had the privilege of seeing it, and I can tell you it is beautiful. You won't want to miss this opportunity to be deeply moved by the light of Christ shining in the darkest place on earth. Triumph of the Heart will come to select theaters the weekend of September 12th. Go to kolbemovie.com to launch a screening in a theater near you. That's KOLBE, kolbemovie.com. God bless.